Chapter 2, we turn in our Bible this morning, talk about the birth of the Son of God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. There are 109 prophecies that Jesus would come and be born among men. 109 prophecies in the Bible. And, you know, it took 4,000 years for that prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about it. People looked for Jesus for 4,000 years. That's a long time, folks. And it's, if you think about when you were a child and you were couldn't hardly wait for Christmas to come, and it seemed like it would never come, and then on Christmas Eve night you lay in the bed, and it seemed like a year went by laying in the bed for 5 o'clock to arrive. But think about 4,000 years waiting for a Messiah to come, and God's people waited 4,000 years. Isaiah 7:14 said 700 years before he came, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Boy, that's unheard of. That's impossible. Except with God. Amen. And bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Matthew interpreted the word Emmanuel. The word Emmanuel means God with us. And God is with every one of us believers in Jesus Christ. And he never leaves us. I heard a great sermon by Dr. David Jeremiah yesterday, Faye and I. A great sermon by Dr. David. And he talked about that a little bit. Emmanuel, God with us. Folks, we just can't imagine how blessed we are. God is with every one of you, even in your deepest sorrow and disappointment. God never forsakes us. And God understands everything we're going through because he's already gone through it himself. He tasted life. He experienced life just like me and you do. He understands. He understands. So finally, God sent a Savior into the world. If there's anything this world needs, it's a Savior. Amen. I tell you what, we need a Savior to be accepted and trusted. Yes, and then start living for him and serving him. Amen. Just what the world needs. God's Son to save us from our sin. Everywhere I look, it's sin. 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 When the Son of God was born, the angels of heaven were attending. Think about that. We think about the shepherds coming and viewing the Christ child. But the angels of God was there. Beholding what was taking place. I wonder what those angels was thinking when they saw the Christ child laying in a manger. Hey, in a stable. You see, those angels knew who he was. And they knew where he came from. I wonder what questions they might have had, because I'm sure it hadn't been explained to them. God's Son leaving heaven's glory to go and become a human in a fallen world of sin and death. And come and be a baby lying in a stable, or in a stable lying in a manger. There are those angels who will see the Lord of glory suffer and finally die for the sins of wicked men. They must have caused, it must have caused them to wonder. The Apostle John said in his gospel, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Can you comprehend that God Almighty, that spoke the world into existence out of nothing, would one day be in a body like yours and mine and go about and mingle with mankind? But He did. And yet never sinned. Again, God said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him," whosoever "would believe in Him, would not perish, have everlasting life." Any other verse would have saved the whole world right there. The angels were seeing the love of God in action to save man from his sin. That's what they were seeing. How could God love such people? The angels must have wondered. Because those angels knew what men were. The drunks, the profane, the adulterers, the idolaters, the murderers, the robbers, and selfish people. And yet God sent His Son to save them. Save them. Who wants to save such a crowd? God so loved the world. You see, God knew what He could do by saving a man or a woman. He could make them a new creation. That's what Paul said happens when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Herod hears about Jesus. May I talk about Herod? Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we've seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him." When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled. And all Jerusalem with him. The Jews were anxiously looking for the coming of a Messiah. So we thought. By computing time mentioned by Daniel 9:25, the wise men who came from Persia knew the approaching time for the Messiah. It was time for Him to appear. Now, how would the wise men have calculated that? Well, the Bible says from the prophet. What prophet? Daniel. You remember Daniel was taken to Babylon. He served the Babylon king. Then, after Nebuchadnezzar, his kingdom ended and the Persians took over, Daniel served with them. So probably they learned of it from when Daniel was there many centuries earlier. Daniel 9:25 says, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandments to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the walls, even in troublous troublous times. So it was when the wise men came looking for Jesus that Herod learned of the birth of Jesus. Strange that the religious leaders of Jerusalem were not looking for the Messiah. We already talked about that a little bit in the Sunday school lesson. The leaders of that religion in that day, they were not looking for no Messiah. Herod was a king, and when he heard of another king, he got very concerned. Men in power do not want to lose their power. Herod had obtained the kingdom by shedding much blood. He was therefore alarmed by the fact that this star appeared and that it was regarded as proof that the Jews was born. Is a growing number of people who hate Jesus Christ like Herod did. There's a lot of people that hate Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that hate God. There's a lot of people that hate you. And sometimes you can just walk in a store or down the street and look at them and they look at you and you can see the hate in their eyes. They hate who you are. Some people will do anything to stay in power over others. They want to control and keep others in submission. Power corrupts, keeps, and to keep someone most anything, you